Last Sunday, Father Andrzej invited us to enter more personally into the dialogue between Jesus and his disciples as they set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And he challenged us as modern-day disciples to answer the question at the heart of following Jesus. Who do you say that I am? Today, I think all three of the scripture readings challenge you and me with a variation on this question. As people who bear the name of Christ and claim to follow him, what does discipleship look like in my life? How do my words and my actions reflect the lordship of Jesus Christ in my daily living? In short, who do I say that I am? In today's passage from the Book of Wisdom, we are privy to a conspiracy by the wicked against the just one. Let us beset the just one. Let us see whether his words are true. Let us put the just one to the test and condemn him to a shameful death. Now, we can easily connect this passage to Jesus Christ's second prediction of his passion and death in the gospel reading today. But such a connection safely removes you and me from the context of the reading. We want to identify with the just one. But do our everyday words and actions sometimes reflect those of the wicked? Do they assail and assault the innocent or less fortunate people in our lives? Do they occasionally or even regularly put others to the test to see if they are worthy of our friendship? Who do I say that I am? Now, as is usual in his letter, St. James is far more direct in his analysis of the wicked and the righteous in the church of the first century and in the church of the 21st century. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every kind of foul practice. Where do the wars and the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions? You covet, but you do not possess. You kill and envy, but you do not obtain. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Jealousy and selfish ambition, greed and envy, disordered love of worldly things, pride and arrogance. Do these passions sometimes govern my heart and control my words and actions? Do I strive to be number one by putting others down or ignoring the needs and the desires of others? Who do I say that I am? In today's gospel reading, the worlds of the first century disciples and the 21st century disciples come together in a house in Capernaum. On their journey through Galilee, Jesus has been revealing God's plan of salvation for them and for us. The Son of Man will be handed over and killed. But after 3 days, the Son of Man will rise from the dead. However, they do not understand, and they are afraid to question him. Was this revelation just too overwhelming to them to hear and to comprehend? Did it leave them too numb and afraid of a future without their master and teacher to even form a question? The discussion at the end of the day's journey suggests to me another explanation. The disciples couldn't understand because they really weren't listening. They were arguing. They were arguing among themselves about who would be number one after the rabbi's death. Selfish ambition, greed, and envy had plugged their ears, and pride and arrogance had silenced their tongues. Questioning the teacher and the master might have made them look foolish in front of the others, too slow and too dim-witted to be the greatest among them. How often do we fail to really listen? To really listen to the voices of the poor and the needy, and of our spouses and children, family and friends, because we have our own plans and our own ambitions. How often do we let pride and arrogance stand in the way of entering into a deeper, more intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior? Because I might look stupid and not holy enough. Who do I say that I am? To the disorders of the hearts and minds of his disciples then and now, Jesus offered the perfect antidote. The perfect antidote in the house at Capernaum. A little child. Not just being childlike in our faith and our reason, as he taught in other gospel passages, but putting his arms around a little child. Holding the child. Humbling himself and receiving a little child. Being a servant to all, especially the lowly and the needy, receiving a little child who offered him nothing in return and nothing to gain. Really listening to the voices, desires, and needs of the wounded and the oppressed. Swallowing our pride and humbly asking the hard questions of ourselves. Who do I say that I am? The just one who faithfully trusts that God defends and cares for him as a beloved child and has delivered him through faith, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? The righteous and holy one who cultivates peace, offering compassion to the least desirable and mercy to the least deserving? The true disciple of Jesus Christ, who humbles himself and receives every person, lowly and powerful, wicked and just, as a child of God. A child of God, instilled with supreme worth and dignity, regardless of earthly circumstances. Who do I say that I am?